Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance, because there are a lot of things there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And guess what? It's all free, thanks to our outstanding corporate partners. And I hope you'll say thanks to them, too, for making all that available, along with my organization, to you for just the time that you spend. And I think you'll find that you've never seen a site like it for small business anywhere else in the world, because there's not another one that exists like it. Nobody else has the level of multimedia small business content that we do, and we've been collecting and creating for you over all these years, now in our ninth year on the air. And so I hope you'll check it out. The newsletter comes Sunday by email. The blog comes Monday through Friday. If you want that, we'll send it to you, or you can come get it, and you can get it at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's smallbusinessadvocate.com, or the blog is jimsblog.biz. Deborah Fine is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's back again. Deborah grew up as a shy girl, but she changed. Somehow that changed, and she's not so shy anymore. She goes around the world teaching people how to gain the fine art of small talk. That's actually the title of her book, The Fine Art of Small Talk, and she's our friend and our guest. Deborah, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's so nice. Show.
It's good to have
and
you
I
back.
I appreciate what you do, by the way, because I'm a small business as well. So ever since you were kind enough to reach out to me, I go to that website quite often. It's a wonderful resource.
Well, thank you for that, Deborah. I'm so glad to hear you say. I appreciate you saying that, but I'm glad to hear you say that, because that's exactly what we like to hear. We like to hear that we're doing something to help folks. But you do the same thing, Deborah, and I appreciate that about you, because you're out there helping people. A lot of small business owners love their business, doing what they do, but they're not so good at getting the message out. They're not so good at, right, at meeting what I call it meeting the world halfway. If you're going to be successful in the marketplace, Deborah, you've got to meet the world at least halfway, don't you?
Absolutely. And you know the way I put it is, people give their mind to things, Jim. So we have to think of this as small business people. Number one, to solve a problem. So whatever the problem is you're solving, whether you're selling a product, providing a service, whatever it is that you do out there, that's the number one thing that the consumer, the client, the customer, the patient is looking for, is to have their problem solved. But the second thing they're looking for, and they must receive, or they'll go somewhere else, good feelings. Mm-hmm. If they don't get those good feelings, they'll find someone else to solve their problem.
They want an experience, don't they? Of some
Pardon
kind.
Me?
They want an experience of some kind.
It's a good experience, positive experience, one that they feel like somebody cared or showed an interest, or at least they were sincere. And so all that I talk about is conversational skills that help develop that kind of rapport, those business friendships with potential clients, potential customers, and a current, you know, so that we gain referrals, et cetera. And the real key also is that, you know, at this time of year, Jim, we all receive invitations to open houses, or we host open houses, or, you know, our spouse drags us to some horrible holiday party, or at least we think it's
We won't go into that.
Yeah, everybody's got to deal with that. But, you know, let's make the most of these opportunities. Let's look at every conversation as an opportunity to, instead of go out and network, how about every conversation is an opportunity to build our network? Unless someone is offensive in some way, every conversation is an opportunity. And that's the way I look at it.
Well, that's exactly right. But now, let me ask you a question. Are we programmed as young people in such a way with our parents to maybe make us not such good at having conversations? Aren't we taught in the early stages, children seen and not heard, or am I showing my generational age there, Deborah?
Well, that, you know, I think that you're right on there. As far as, of course, you know, I'm a different generation than you, and of course my kids are a different generation, but I raised them not to talk to strangers too. But I think there's another thing that comes into play now, Jim, that's just as critical. Technologies that we can email people, and we can send out an email blast to solicit business, and yet we find ourselves more isolated, especially small business people. Do you go to a club, Do you go out there and go to the chamber? Do you
right.
visit church or synagogue? How about visiting after services with people that you don't know? It's so much easier to email because there's not as much risk. Because, you know, Jim, if I see you at a function, you might reject me. But if I send you an email and you don't respond, well, that's I don't take that personally.
But
we got to get out there and put our nose on the line a little bit and make some personal contact.
But so, when we do, people are going to expect you to carry on a conversation, to hold your end of the conversation up. And is that hard? Why is that difficult for some people?
Because some people are born with a gift of gab, and then the rest of us just figure, well, I don't have it. Jim's got it. Obviously, you've got it, darling. You know, the rest. I just go, well, I used to think that. I just don't have it. I was an engineer. That's what my education is. That was my background. So I just, well, you're supposed to have this gift of gab if you're an engineer. So
I'm trying
fun.
To imagine
you, know
you. I'm trying to imagine you, Deborah, with a pocket protector, and it's just not
well,
with a slide rule coming out of. That's not working for me.
That was the problem. I didn't want to wear clothes that allowed you to wear a pocket protector. No, so, but you know what? You know they don't teach you this stuff at school, and then you're put in a situation, even as an engineer, where you'll work side by side with a candidate. You know, or no, another employee. Okay, a candidate for promotion, though, you work side by side with them. They have the same professional ability you do, the same academic credentials you do, and they'll get promoted, and you won't. I mean, that happened to me a lot because I was sort of that invisible person during the 10-minute call. All the people in from the home office, I would hide in the ladies' room for 9.5 of those 10 minutes of the coffee break instead of walking up to you, Jim, and saying, hi, I don't think we've met. We met last year. What's been going on for you since the last time we had a chance to visit? So the other person would get that promotion. But even worse than for engineers is attorneys and CPAs and architects. And how are they supposed to bring business into their firms? They could be the best CPA, the best. How are they going to bring business into their firm unless they get out there and gain visibility? And no one teaches us that in university. So those are some of the challenges.
And you think that's holding back small businesses from being more successful?
Absolutely. Or how about when I go into the print shop? I go into my print shop,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How come nobody tries to engage me in conversation?
Right.
How come nobody shows an interest in my business? I know you're busy, but don't you want to know, you know, how'd you come up with this idea, Deborah? Or Deborah, tell me about your background. Just 2 minutes when you have the time. I
you
go
know,
in there at least once every 2 minutes. How come nobody
you're exactly right, and that's and I see this all the time with small businesses. It's almost as if they own their own small business, but it's more like it's a job rather than building community with their customers. And I think that's the key. When we come back, I'm going to get you to talk to us about how to build community through small talk. You can do this, folks. Deborah Fine is our guest. The book is called The Fine Art of Small Talk. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 After. We'll be right back. Back at 7, no, it's 23 after the hour. I'm on the wrong side of the clock here, folks. 23 after the hour. 47 till. I'm glad you're here. Actually, it's 37 till, isn't it? That's right. I still can't tell time after all these years, can I? Deborah Fine, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She's the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. Deborah, tell us where the book's available and give us your website, please.
Well, thanks for asking, Jim. My website is Deborah. So that's DeborahFine.com.
Very simple. And they can find the book there?
Simple. They can find the book there. They can find it anywhere. Any bookstore, any at Amazon, of course, but any Borders, independent bookseller, et cetera, they'll be able to find it.
You know, somebody has a friend who either has lamented that they can't seem to come out of their shell, or they're a real good friend, and this friend has encouraged them to come out of their shell. This book would make a good gift for them, wouldn't it?
Well, I completely agree with that. But even sometimes when you think about it, Jim, have you not, even as gifted as you are with people, have you ever not had to sit across from some bump on a log like me, you know, the engineer, or sat at a table of eight, or needed?
I don't let them get away with that.
Jim, how about this? Even somebody as gifted as you, how about exit lines, Jim? There's a whole chapter. How do you get away from people gracefully and yet so they cannot hold you?
So what So you're saying that my strategy of saying you're boring, I'm leaving, that doesn't work. Is that what you're saying?
No, or my husband's got to go. I said, Steve, that's not how we do things.
Or the West Wing line. I got to go do a thing.
Oh, I haven't caught that. But that's good to know. Thanks for sharing that one.
Yeah, I got this thing I got to go do. So how do we use small talk to be more successful? How do we directly connect, improving our small talk to success?
This is how we can connect with people with small talk. When we have the time and the interest, and realizing that, you know, we don't always have the time, we don't always have the interest, or we're there to meet somebody else. But here's a couple tips. And when someone says to you what's been going on at the chamber meeting or the Rotary meeting or after church, when someone says, what's been going on, instead of saying, not much, which is what most of us say, or we say nothing, or same old, right? Give them something to work with. Just a sentence. Don't go on about your divorce. Don't tell about your aches and pains. Just when someone says, what's been going on, a better answer is, you know, it's been really busy for me because, you know, Thanksgiving's coming, and I got two kids and two grandkids, and I love to make the dressing, and I'm really looking forward to the holiday. Now, you see what just happened there, Jim? I would never say to somebody, do you have kids, Jim? Because that's an inappropriate question. You might say, no. Mm-hmm. But when I say, Jim, what's been going on? And you say you're cooking dressing and you've got two kids. Now I can say, I didn't know you had two kids, Jim. Tell me about your kids.
Right.
You've played the conversational game. I can connect with you as a real human being instead of a talk show host, a business person, someone trying to sell me something or provide something for me. All of a sudden, you become three-dimensional. You're more like me, a human being, whether I have kids or not. So when someone says to you, how was your weekend? When you have the time, say, I had a great weekend. Actually, I finished that book, A Million Little Pieces, the Oprah book, and I really enjoyed it. That's all I'm gonna say.
And if people won't come across, if they just said, oh, it was just a regular weekend, then say, right. How about this if you said, well, what does a regular weekend look like for you?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Don't let them get away with it. Well, and you know what? If somebody doesn't want to talk to you because they're busy or they came to meet somebody else, then they're going to reject you no matter what. You can't get someone to talk to you if they don't want to. But that's another tip is what Jim just did, audience listening, is what at least I label it in my book, Digging in Deeper. For instance, when I say to somebody, when my husband says to me, how was your day? I'll say, great. To me, that means hello. That's all how was your day means. Mm-hmm. But if he then says, so Deborah, what went on for you today, or what did you have on your plate today? He dug in deeper. He asked that second question. He let me know he was sincere and truly interested.
Girls like that, don't they?
And that's what Jim just did. Right.
Girls like that, don't they?
We all like that, Jim. We all like that.
Well,
but
ladies like it especially, though, don't they?
Really? Because when I say to my Steve, so how's work? Pretty good. And then if I say, so Steve, what went on at work today? Now my husband knows that I'm not too busy for a few minutes to listen to my husband.
Are girls better at small talk than guys?
Well, everybody thinks we are, but let me tell you, we get in a room of, you know, 40 men and there's three women. We are very challenged. We don't know what to talk about with men in business situations. And that's what stymies us. With other women, we talk about our kids or clothes or whatever. But
so women, you know, are good at small talk, but maybe not when it counts?
No. Now, men do the same thing. They'll talk sports. Because that's safe, and they assume everybody cares about it.
Is there anything else?
But what happens when we have to interact with one another? I don't assume I know about sports, and I won't assume that you have kids or want to talk about them.
Right.
So we're both small talk. You know, sports. You may think that's big talk, Jim, but it's small talk. Okay. So let's just. That's my. At least that's what I believe.
I got you.
So I'm just saying that we have to get beyond that to say something like, Jim, tell me what got you into this business, or what do you enjoy the most about the work that you do? You can ask a woman or a man that kind of question, or even tell me about your family. I can say that to a man. I can say it to a woman. So I don't think women are better at it in business. They might be better at it, you know,
in general,
at a baby shower.
One of the things you talk about too, and we're going to have to talk about this some more when you come back in your book, is one of the very important things about small talk is being able to listen.
That's absolutely right.
And when
you're
come back,
listener Jim.
Well, thanks. When you come back,
you know how I know that?
How?
Because you're giving me verbal cues as we're talking. Great, Deborah. Mm-hmm.
I have a little script here that says, every so often. Hey, thank you, Deborah, for being here. Good job today. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, The Fine Art of Small Talk. That's the book, folks. Make a great gift, but also for yourself. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Don Taylor. Right after these messages, 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.